calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright. Riding on a midnight train.
Thank you for tuning in for another show. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show. My name's Matt, and in this hour every week we broadcast wild sounds from Australia, New Zealand and Canada, of course. Lots of fresh, brand new, independent Canadian music ahead on the show, but we always kick it off with older music from Australia, and I hope you like some extreme music, because this is an eclectic show. And sometimes we play a little bit of metal, and we're going to kick it off with my favorite metal band from Canberra, Alchemist, because I was just reminded, my brother mentioned that Adam, the chief songwriter from Alchemist, the now defunct band Alchemist, has moved on to a new project called The Levitation Hex. And I'm very keen to hear this track we're just about to play from their album that's just about to be released. But let's start with an old track from Alchemist called Yoni Kunda. They were, I think, one of the all-time great space metal, progressive metal bands, and they just happened to be from Canberra in Australia. And this is a personal favourite of mine, Yoni Kunda. And then we're going to play for you a Levitation Hex song. Lots of great stuff on the show today, including an interview with JJ Lavallee. He is a Métis country artist here from Canada. Very interesting guy. So that's coming up ahead. But first, here we go. Here's Alchemist, and then The Levitation Hex from Canberra.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Brand new Australian metal there, the Levitation Hex from Canberra, featuring the familiar vocals there of Adam from Alchemist, the Legends. Alchemist were a progressive metal band from Canberra, and they were world-renowned, and I feel fortunate to have seen them play live in their heyday. And you heard an old track from Alchemist called Yoni Kunda. I recommend checking that band out if you're into metal in any form. We don't play a lot of metal on this show, but that's a band I revisit often. So the second track was, as I said, the Levitation Hex. So Adam has formed that band now, and the Levitation Hex are gigging. They've been around, I think, for a few years already yet, but I've only just discovered them thanks to my brother. They have an album out now called Cohesion, and the song we heard was This Thing Time Can't Mend. Okay, you're on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. And my name's Matt, and we have presence online. You can always find us on Facebook, facebook.com/AusStrandedRadio, and the blog, ausstrandedradio.com, and we're on Twitter, of course, at AusStranded. So we're going to get right into the Canadian music today because we have an extra special interview. So this is actually, if anyone has been paying attention to the show, you might have noticed that we were gone for 6 months. The show was on hiatus. And so this is actually an interview I recorded way back in December, around Christmas time, in Williams Lake, British Columbia. So this was at a function at St. Andrew's Church. It was for the Métis Society annual Christmas gathering, where they had some fantastic traditional music playing. And one of the featured musicians was a gentleman named J.J. Lavallee. Now, really interesting guy. I had a chance to talk to him. He was raised in a musical family, in a Métis family, where a lot of people played music. He was playing fiddle and guitar from a very, very young age. And he played some traditional Métis music at the festival, and also some originals and cover songs. And he was an outstanding performer, and luckily I had my equipment with me, and we had a chat backstage, and I wanted to play that interview for you now. So this is recorded way back in around Christmas time in Williams Lake, BC. But first, let's play a track from J.J. Lavallee. He is a folk country artist of high caliber.
It was hard to find money, and they were lucky if they even had food. Some days he scratched his head, he wondered how they'd even get through. But he kept on doing what a good-natured man would do. Kept on doing what any good-natured man would do. Any good nature man would do.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
So there you had it. That was a song called Good Matey Man from JJ LaValle. And we recorded an interview with him way back in around Christmas time in Williams Lake, British Columbia, at the St. Andrew's Church. It was the Métis Association annual Christmas event where JJ was performing. He is based in Surrey, British Columbia, but he travels about. And I really enjoyed chatting with him, and it's been a delay to get this on air because the radio show has been on hiatus for the last 6 months or so. So here it is finally. Here is myself chatting with JJ LaValle, the country, Métis country artist. And now it's time for an extra special interview for Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. I'm with JJ LaValle, all the way from Surrey in British Columbia. But right now we're sitting at St. Andrew's Church in Williams Lake, British Columbia. JJ, why are we both sitting here today?
Well, we just finished a wonderful Christmas meal, for one, and we're here celebrating with the Caribou Choctaw Métis Association's annual Christmas party.
And it's a wonderful event.
It is.
We both have full stomachs.
Yeah.
And now we're sitting down to chat. I'm introducing, I'm sure, Australian listeners to the podcast to JJ for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
JJ LaValle, formerly of Manitoba. You mentioned the organization that's hosting tonight. You are Métis.
Yes.
Can you describe to Australian listeners who the Métis people are?
Sure, I can. The Métis are a mixture of European and Native descent here in Canada, Indigenous people. So years ago, the first people came here, settlers came, whether they be Scottish, Irish, any European descent, English, and bred with the native people, and that's we were created, the Métis.
The Métis, yeah, and a strong, going strong now, 2015.
Yes, it's a lot of changed since then. A lot's changed.
And some listeners might be aware of the great hero Louis Riel. Who, when I think of Métis, my limited knowledge so far, I think of Louis Riel.
Right.
Can you describe to Australians who that gentleman was?
Louis Riel, there's a lot of, he was called a lot, but by his people, he was a hero. He fought for our rights here in in Canada as a people. He fought for our land, and he was a poet, he was a leader, he was an uncle, he was many things. But most of us, we remember his sacrifice and how he was totally robbed in his losing his life many years ago.
Sacrifice.
So it was a sacrifice for us. And he did say, my people will sleep for 100 years, and it will be the artists that give them back their spirit. And that's exactly what's happening here today.
Aha, exactly. That is a perfect to now talk about your art. JJ Lavallee is a musician.
Yeah.
Schooled in traditional Métis fiddle tunes.
Yes.
And also original material. And the traditional fiddle tunes are fantastic.
Yes.
And I guess people here know a lot of these tunes that you're going to play tonight.
And they're craving it because for years, no younger Métis kids were learning how to play the fiddle. It wasn't around for many years. We just, our people went into hiding. There was no spirit. There was no music. There was no culture. And now it's in the schools back in Manitoba. I hear they have a fiddle program almost in every school. Kids are learning how to play the fiddle. And when I came here to BC, I learned that they don't have much of the music out here anymore as compared to what it used to be 20 years ago.
And you had the good fortune to grow up in a family where music was strong. So
yes,
it was literally handed to you when you were immersed in it.
Yeah. You know, my grandparents had 21 children.
Wow.
And everybody played music and sang. And yeah, I was very fortunate, you know, when everybody else was playing with toys, I was playing with a guitar, right?
Yeah. And now all these years on, you are an established recording artist.
Getting there, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you have at least three albums?
I got three albums, and I'm working on, I'd like to do more. I really would.
Yeah. What has your musical journey been like so far? Like you, do you play a lot of traditional festivals, folk festivals?
I do. I had the pleasure of touring Canada. I've been doing this since I was, I was playing Legions, Royal Canadian Legions, at 15 years old.
Wow.
And then I was playing the bars when I was 17. I used to get snuck into the bars to play. And I just kind of sat in the back and played, you know. So I got my raise in there, I tell you. And then I just kept going. And 15 years later?
Yeah.
Still going.
And some of your original material, I've seen some great film clips you put up on YouTube and stuff. How would you describe to listeners kind of the subject matter for your original songs? Like,
it's life experiences. Most songwriters will probably say that something, but for a country singer, I think that what makes country so special is it comes from us. My experience is some of my early songs, a lot of them were about heartbreak, which is a country song, right? And then some of them were about picking yourself up off the ground when you felt like you had no more chances left in life, and just trying to turn your experiences into something positive that people can relate to.
Exactly. And speaking of country music, how do you feel about country music as it is today?
I have to commend the people that are out there doing it. I see a few that are following their own path, so to speak, but that's far and few between, and you don't see too many artists that aren't being controlled in one way or another to work for this whole, I think, as we spoke earlier, machine that's going around. And it's hard for, I've seen a lot of really, really good artists here in Canada who have been playing music their whole life, had a great career, and they can't get a gig because they just can't compete with the way the music is going now. It's a younger audience. They're not into the whole heartbreak and tear-jerking country songs anymore. It's more about trucks and barbecues and beer. But every song is about trucks and barbecue and beer, I mean.
I specialize in interviewing people like yourself who are you know, true to their music, and maybe the numbers will come back, and maybe, you never know. But
I think that you have to play whatever's in your heart. And to these guys that are out there playing that sort of stuff, if it's in their heart and keep doing it, who am I to tell them not to do it?
Yeah.
But my opinion on the matter is I don't think a lot of it is country.
Yeah. I think a lot of people with discerning taste are in agreement with you there. So, yeah, well, it's been really great chatting with you, JJ. And now you're based in Surrey now.
Yes, I am.
What brought you there?
She got the house, I got a country song. Pretty much. I needed change. I had family there that I missed, and I came out here for a change 3 years ago, and what a big change. I met some new people. See, back home I was what they say, you're a big fish in a small pond. And then I left home and I came here, and there's so many people, so many places to play. It's like a new experience.
Yeah.
New, more breathing room to grow.
So where do you, on a typical year now, where do you, how far out do you tour, and what sort of areas?
I still have my same festivals that I've been loyal to. I go to Saskatchewan, back to Batosh days in Saskatchewan. I go to International Métis Fest. I go to Stomper Fest, Reedy Creek, Manitoba. So I get around, and I'm fortunate still sometimes where a big gig comes up somewhere in Canada. Just in March, I'm traveling out to Inuvik.
Wow.
For their End of the Road Music Festival. So I'm still getting out there.
For Australian listeners, where on earth is that? It's somewhere remote, I believe.
Inuvik is the Northwest Territories in Canada.
It's a long way north.
Way up north. Way up north, yeah.
Yeah.
Where there's igloos and what are the other ones? Penguins,
I'm
told, yeah.
Thank you, JJ LaValle. It's been great chatting, and in the background we're hearing some of the music that's been playing now here at St. Andrew's Church in Williams Lake. It's a gathering, Christmas, for Métis Association.
Yeah.
And JJ will be up playing pretty soon, and we'll be playing some of JJ's recorded songs here on the show as well. So, yeah, thanks very much for your
time.
All right,
thank you.
Okay.
Take care.
Are You Aware Radio, alternate Thursdays 6 to 7 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Profiling music and musicians take the route of positive action over apathy.
Thank you for tuning in to Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. So there we had it, the interview with JJ Lavallee. He is a Métis performer from Canada, a country artist, and he also does, well, he's multi-instrumentalist, so he writes his own country tunes and also plays traditional fiddle music. And that interview we recorded way back in December, around Christmas time, at Williams Lake, British Columbia. So I hope you enjoyed that. This is, yes, if you're just tuning in, you would have noticed this is an eclectic show. We started out with some Australian metal, and then we went right into some fiddle music, from Métis fiddle music. So, yeah, I love, I like all sorts of music. So I hope listeners appreciate the diversity. This is Stranded, and you can find us online at ozstrandedradio.com, Twitter at ozstranded, and also Facebook. We're at facebook.com/ozstrandedradio. So it is some new Canadian music, and we have, well, we're going to play another track from Bree McDaniel. We introduced you to her last week. She is a new artist from Vancouver area, and she has a record out called Light Pollution. We're going to play Stardust today, the song Stardust, and that's going to be followed up with her brother Matthew. I just happened to be Facebook friends with him, and he posted a song that he recorded himself called Angels, so I thought I'd play that for you as well, sister then and brother. So it'll be Bree McDaniel, then her brother Matthew Moses, and then we're going to play a track from Gary Edward Allen. He just recorded an EP. He was part of a Vancouver band called Otway Broda Allen, and he's moved to Toronto, where he recorded an EP with AJ Ottaway. So I wanted to play a track from him called Easy to Pretend. Thanks for tuning in. This is Stranded. This is Bree McDaniel.
darling, darling, darling. Let's stop talking, talking, talking. Wait, wait, just wait, oh dear. Angel, have we been running around? Have we been running around? Dear, oh dear angel, have we been running around? Have we been running around? Oh. Listen, I've been trying to listen to my better sense, to what it's been telling me, but my heart, oh my heart, it wants what it wants. There's no changing that. Oh, darling, darling, darling. Let's stop talking, talking, talking. Wait, wait, just wait. Oh, dear angel. Running around, have we been running around? Dear, oh dear angel, have we been running around? We've been running around. Leaves are changing colors. New season is upon us. And as I lay my head down, I send you love from afar. The leaves are changing colors. New season is upon us. And as I lay my head down, send you love from afar.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
And we're just about out of time here on Stranded. So you heard at the top there a track from Bree McDaniel. We introduced listeners to her last week. And we played another track off her debut album. That was followed by a track from her brother, who I discovered, online. He's a Facebook friend, and he posted a track of his own that he just recorded just a matter of days ago. So I get a real kick out of being able to play songs on this show that were recorded, you know, less than a week ago. You can see it, record it, put it up on the world wide web. It's kind of cool. The first track was Bree McDaniel with the track called Stardust from her Light Pollution album. And then Matthew Moses with the song Angel. And the last track was from Gary Edward Allen, formerly of Vancouver. He's now in Toronto, and that's a song from an EP of his. The song's called Easy to Pretend. So we're almost out of time on Stranded. Thank you for tuning in. Let's play Vancouver band Wild Kind, and we'll try to slip in one track there right at the end from Tough Age as well, from Mint Records. They've been out on a big tour, and they've just returned, I believe. to Vancouver, or maybe Toronto. Anyway, this is Wild Kind from Vancouver. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
My younger self to grow my